I'm Rachel Hart, Muniments Archivist of the University of St Andrews, which means that I look after the institutional archive of the university, which goes back to 1215, the records about the history of the university. St Mary's College is the oldest continuously occupied site in the university. The first foundation on this site was in 1419, when Robert of Montrose, rector of a local parish, Cults, founded a college for theologians and artists dedicated to St John the Evangelist. He wanted to establish a place where accommodation could be provided for lectures and meetings of the group of scholars working in St Andrews. Around the same time, the bishop, Henry Wardlaw, founded a pedagogy, or place for the learning of the Faculty of Arts in the university, by, in 1430, giving a tenement adjacent to the Chapel of St John to the pedagogy, so that the Faculty of Arts and the College of St John's could ultimately be united. So by 1460, the Faculty of Arts was teaching in a united pedagogy identified with the College of St John's. But the buildings were in a poor state, and in 1512, when Archbishop Alexander Stuart, as Chancellor of the University, wanted to reorganise the university and create a proper college out of the pedagogy, he did look at this site. However, he was diverted from his original plan by Prior John Hepburn, who instead promoted the new St Leonard's College, which was founded in 1512. The pedagogy limped on until the 1520s, when it disappears from the records. But this site was important, and a new Archbishop of St Andrews, who came in 1523, petitioned the Pope for a license to erect a college for the benefit of poor clerks and priests of his diocese, to teach theology, arts, medicine, civil and canon law, and to have a collegiate table. His application to the Pope was successful, and in 1525 he was given permission to found his college, but he did nothing. It wasn't until 1538 when John and Archibald Hay, leading academics, gave their own lands, which they were entitled to, and the rights to their parishes, to be linked with a new college, which allowed the College of St Mary, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to be founded. That was its medieval title, but it was commonly known as the New College until the 19th century. The college was established in 1538, but it wasn't until 1553 Archbishop John Hamilton established the college under a new foundation, which rationalised its lands and its buildings. He built the West Range, including the Founders and Stair Tower, with its crow step gable and its bell. The work on the college continued. The first building had been on South Street when Cardinal David Beaton had brought masons from Falkland Palace to build an impressive building as the first building in the college. There was also a building across the centre of the quadrangle, completing the square. That medieval building housed the college hall, but eventually was burnt down in the early 18th century and no longer survives. So Hamilton defined and rebuilt his college, and in 1579, at the new foundation of the whole university, the three colleges were reformed. St Mary's became the home of the Faculty of Divinity. Divinity was to be taught only in St Mary's. St Salvator's and St Leonard's became colleges of arts or philosophy. St Mary's has remained the home of the School of Divinity, where the teaching of divinity has taken place ever since 1579, and it remains so today. There are no physical remains of the College of St John or of the pedagogy of the Faculty of Arts. Their foundations are visible through some stones in the outside of the King James Library or the South Street Library, which was founded in 1612. The rest of the quadrangle represents later development of the university. The old extensions to the library are now housed by the School of Psychology. And at the bottom of the quadrangle is the Bute Building, the medical building, which was built in the early 1890s. Until 1889, St Mary's was independent, but at that date it lost its power, its privileges, its titles and its lands, which were all subsumed under the university court. The Bute Building represents the possession of the university of this old college lands. And from that date onwards, St Mary's has been a part of the university in name only. It retains its name as a geographical site, but it has no identity of its own. The tree in the centre of the quad was planted in the early 18th century, and the tree next to the square tower is the Queen Mary's thorn tree, which was supposed to have been planted by Queen Mary, Mary Queen of Scots, in the 1560s on one of her visits to St Andrews. St Mary's is still an impressive part of the university's campus and remains the oldest occupied part of the university's estate.